A computer screen glowed in a Cambridge office, displaying a single line: to boldly go where Star Trek fears to tread. Stephen Hawking sat motionless in his wheelchair, ALS having stolen his movement decades earlier, yet his mind burned with a question that would reshape our understanding of existence itself. On his wall hung a photo of him playing poker with Einstein and Newton on the Enterprise's holodeck, a playful reminder that the biggest gambles happen not in cards, but in cosmology. His greeting that June day in 1998 was characteristically blunt. Andrea claims there are infinitely many universes. This is outrageous. When asked why other universes should matter, his answer cut to the heart of everything. Because the universe we observe appears designed. Why is the universe the way it is? Why are we here? This wasn't idle curiosity. It was the beginning of a 20-year collaboration that would challenge the multiverse, redefine cosmic origins, and place humanity back at the center of the cosmic story, not through arrogance, but through a radical new understanding of how observation itself shapes reality. Imagine adjusting the universe's settings like tuning a radio. Turn gravity slightly stronger, and stars collapse into black holes before life can emerge. Weaken it, and stars never ignite. Our universe sits in an impossibly narrow sweet spot. The cosmic expansion history reads like a perfectly choreographed dance: rapid initial inflation, a slowdown allowing galaxies to form, then acceleration again. Each phase arrived exactly when needed. The precision goes deeper. Temperature variations in the cosmic microwave background, the afterglow of the Big Bang, measure exactly one part in 100,000. Slightly larger, and the universe would have collapsed into black holes. Slightly smaller, and galaxies would never have formed. Most staggering is dark energy's value, 10 to the 123rd of what physics predicts it should be. This incomprehensibly small number allowed the universe to hesitate for 8 billion years before accelerating again, creating the window for galaxies, stars, planets, and eventually us. It's like discovering that a hurricane randomly arranged grains of sand into a working computer.
Einstein's general relativity transformed space-time from a static stage into a dynamic participant. Massive objects warp space-time's fabric, creating valleys that guide motion. As John Wheeler summarized, matter tells space-time how to curve. Space-time tells matter how to move. This framework predicted black holes, regions where space-time curves so severely, nothing escapes. Georges Lemaître discovered in 1927 that the universe expands, space itself stretches everywhere simultaneously, carrying galaxies apart like raisins in rising bread dough. This expansion pointed toward a zero of time when the cosmos emerged from a primeval atom. Stephen Hawking proved an expanding universe must contain a singularity in its past, a point where space-time curves infinitely. His 1966 dissertation demonstrated time itself began approximately 13.8 billion years ago. Yet the cosmic microwave background showed causally disconnected regions sharing identical temperatures. How did they coordinate? In 1976, Hawking and Jim Hartle applied quantum mechanics to this puzzle. Their no-boundary proposal suggested the universe has no singular beginning. Instead, tracing time backward, the time dimension gradually transforms into space, like Earth's surface having no edge despite being finite. This creates a smooth bowl shape, where what came before dissolves like asking, what's north of the North Pole? Cosmic inflation, proposed in the 1980s, solved the horizon problem through a brief burst of super-fast expansion, swelling the universe by a factor of 10 to the 30 in less than a split second. This stretched distant observable regions from a tiny, causally connected patch, explaining the universe's remarkable uniformity. Inflation also amplified quantum jitters in the inflaton field to cosmic scales, seeding galaxy formation. Yet the no-boundary proposal predicts minimal inflation, while our universe required extensive inflation. Andre Lind and Alexander Vilenkin proposed a radical inversion. Inflation is eternal by nature and difficult to stop. While some regions stop inflating, others accelerate further, spawning additional inflating regions. This creates a cosmic quilt of island universes embedded within infinitely inflating space, a multiverse where each island functions as a separate, physically disconnected universe. String theory, which replaces point particles with tiny vibrating strands, was supposed to uniquely determine the laws of physics. Instead, theorists discovered that extra dimensions can take countless configurations, more possible shapes than atoms in the observable universe. At a 2003 Stanford conference, Leonard Susskind argued that string theory governs countless island universes, meaning it couldn't predict which universe we observe. Susskind proposed combining the multiverse with the anthropic principle. We observe our particular laws not because they're unique, but because we couldn't exist in most other patches.
Hawking recognized that anthropic reasoning undermines science's rational foundation. The core problem? It requires assuming we're typical inhabitants of the multiverse, yet this typicality criterion is inherently ambiguous. Which properties determine typicality? These selections are arbitrary. Steven Weinberg's cosmological constant prediction depends entirely on his chosen reference class. Max Tegmark and Martin Rees showed that different reference classes, like including variations in galactic seed size, would predict a dark energy value 1,000 times larger than observed. More creative reference classes lead to absurd conclusions, like predicting we should be vacuum-fluctuated brains with false memories. This ambiguity means anthropic multiverse cosmology fails to make unambiguous predictions, the minimum requirement for any scientific theory. Cosmologists call this the measure problem. We lack an objective way to weight different island universe populations. Had Darwin assumed humans were typical, he would have sought the most common evolutionary tree containing Homo sapiens, missing his crucial insight that evolution involves countless chance events. At its core, multiverse theory frames evolution against unchanging meta-laws, assuming timeless principles at physics foundation. This represents the essential conflict, whether change or eternity ultimately prevails, whether the universe has a history or merely plays out predetermined possibilities. The scientific revolution replaced divine purpose with mathematical laws. Darwin eliminated biology's teleology, showing how blind variation and selection could create apparent design without a designer. Yet cosmology confronts design-like features that make even hardened physicists uncomfortable. Hawking declared it was time to stop playing God. Physical theories don't exist in some platonic heaven. We and our theories are part of the universe we're describing. His revolutionary proposal: adopt top-down cosmology, working backward from our observations rather than forward from some imagined beginning. This connects to the Einstein-Bohr debate. Einstein objected to quantum mechanics' probabilistic nature, declaring, "God does not play dice." Bohr countered that no phenomenon is a real phenomenon until it is an observed phenomenon. Measurement collapses wave functions into definite states. Hugh Everett III proposed a single universal wave function evolving smoothly along all possible pathways without collapse. Observers themselves split into nearly identical copies on each branch, distinguished only by which measurement result they recorded. From an observer's perspective, quantum measurements prune the branching tree of futures. Only one branch survives in any observer's experience. Other branches evolve independently, but become irrelevant through decoherence. Quantum cosmology forms a triptych: a model of cosmogenesis, evolution through many possible histories, and, crucially, observership. This third element transforms cosmology into a theory of how observation shapes cosmic history, not by changing the past, but by selecting which branch of possibility becomes our experienced reality. The breakthrough came from theoretical physics. In 1997, Juan Maldacena discovered a revolutionary holographic duality, linking string theories with gravity to particle theories without gravity. This connected supergravity in anti-de Sitter space, a negatively curved snow globe world, to quantum field theories on its boundary surface.
everything about strings and gravity in the interior could be encoded in particle interactions on the boundary, like learning everything about an orange by analyzing only its skin. Hawking realized our expanding universe resembles ADS space more than expected. His DS-QFT duality proposal had a crucial difference. While ADS holograms generate an emergent spatial dimension, expanding universe holograms generate an emergent time dimension. History itself becomes holographically encrypted. The universe's past projects from entangled quantum particles in a lower dimensional hologram. Holography fundamentally validates the top-down approach. The hologram becomes more fundamental than time, with the expanding universe emerging as output rather than input. The no-boundary hypothesis becomes not a law of the beginning, but the beginning of law itself. Crucially, holographic cosmology reveals no evidence of island universes in known holograms. As Hawking concluded, holographic cosmology excises the multiverse like Occam's razor. In a quantum universe, past and future emerge from possibilities through observation. This observership transforms possibilities into actualities, as if today's observations retroactively fix the Big Bang's outcome by selecting which quantum branch becomes our history. Hawking's no-boundary model shows that tracing the universe backward leads to time itself evaporating, not creation from nothing, but an epistemic horizon where information dissolves into quantum foam. This view bridges biology and cosmology as different levels of one evolutionary tree, woven by the universal wave function. Hawking's final theory rejects the view from nowhere. We're not accidental byproducts in one random island among infinite others. Instead, we're participants in a cosmic story where observation and existence interweave, where consciousness and cosmos co-evolve. His life after ALS remains a powerful metaphor. Limitation can become liberation when met with curiosity and determination. The deepest answer to why are we here might be this. We're here to ask the question, and in asking, we participate in the universe's journey toward understanding itself.